Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The High Court heard arguments Monday morning about a New York City law that no longer exists. But the fact the justices heard the case could have major implications for the right to bear arms. The question for the justices is whether licensed gun owners can be barred from transporting a locked and unloaded handgun outside city limits to a second home or shooting range.
That was the debate yesterday in the United States Supreme Court. And right now it's time for 2A Tuesday.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Mark Walters, my guest this morning again from Armed American Radio, and thrilled to have him on here. He also a spokesman for the Second Amendment Foundation. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Let's go. I'm ready to roll.
You bet, man. The gun nuts, the Brady campaign, they stood on the steps of the Supreme Court, and they are truly hoping against hope that the Supreme Court throws this out and just lets the lower court ruling stand because they're scared of a slapdown by this Supreme Court.
Doubtful that that will happen. The justices have had plenty of time to consider. You're talking about whether or not the case is moot.
Right.
That's what New York City is arguing. They've had this law in place for years. It was challenged. And the city went, oh, no. And every other gun nut, gun grabber across the country went crazy and said, change your law. We don't want a Supreme Court ruling. Here's why they're so frightened. The Supreme Court would not have taken the case if they weren't going to reverse the decision. How do I know that? Because the Supreme Court didn't have to. The lower court and the appellate court both found New York City's law to be constitutional. The Supreme Court could have looked at it and said, we're not going to waste our time. They only take 1% of cases. So they would have just let it stand. And it would have applied only to New York City. The justices took the case, and the gun grabbers went absolutely berserko, ballistic, as they do with everything. And now it's all on the line, and we could get an expanded ruling. And that's what's at stake, is the scope of the ruling, and that's what's got them petrified.
Yeah, well, you know, you scan the headlines this morning. All the headlines are justices focus on mootness in challenge to now repealed city gun rule, because the mainstream media wants to see this thrown out as well. I think people all realize what a silly argument it is that you're a legal gun owner and you're not allowed to put the gun in your car and drive it to your property that you might have in, you know, upstate New York or somewhere outside of the city limits. I mean, this is what the left would do if they were given free rein.
Well, imagine if they told you where you could take your Bible. Or a book you could read. Or imagine where they could tell you that you don't have the right to be secure in your possessions in Florida because you live in New York and we violate your constitutional rights. We're talking about a basic fundamental constitutional right. And it's ludicrous to assume. And that's why they're petrified, though, Mark. That's why the city did what it did and changed the law, because they knew that they were in violation of the Constitution. So a lot at stake in this ruling. And something that you just mentioned, let me pivot quickly to Virginia. Because you said that's what they want to do. All of America is now getting ready to watch socialist gun control, the birth of it, in a previous free state, Virginia, where the Democrats are now going absolutely nutso and are going to bring at least 8 to 10 anti-gun, anti-rights bills to the floor. The governor in Virginia, Blackface Northam, will sign them all. You have 22 counties in Virginia, that number is going to grow, that have declared themselves sanctuary, Second Amendment sanctuary cities, in anticipation of standoffs with the state who are going to infringe on their rights. And we're going to watch it unfold. America's going to see in Virginia this legislative session what would happen if the Democrats grabbed the reins of power at the federal level.
Yeah, well, and you know, people need to pay attention to that. Hopefully they are. It's not really being talked about a great deal in the Democratic primary at this point. I mean, they've one or two questions at the debates, but they've all been focused on how much of our money they can spend.
And none in the previous debate.
Right.
They've gone
right.
dark on it.
Yeah.
Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, and I spoke about this on Armed American Radio on Sunday. I asked him, am I wrong to believe that it seems that the Democrats, the socialists, have gone dark on this issue? And he said, no, you're absolutely correct. They have. But now that Bloomberg's entered the race, the genie's bottle is opened again, because Michael Bloomberg epitomizes gun control. He's funding 80% of the effort. He can't run away from it. We know what he's all about. So as Alan Gottlieb mentioned on my show just this past Sunday, it's going to come back up again, and it's going to come back up with a vengeance, because every single one of them was running on a confiscatory platform, and they own that now. They cannot walk it back. So it's going to be fun to watch unfold, quite
yeah,
frankly.
Yeah, well, it is. And I'm glad that you're talking about it and people are hearing about it across the country. This has got to be one of the big issues. You hear people like Bernie Sanders just flat out tell you that he's going to have a litmus test for people he puts on the Supreme Court. And one of the tests will be, will you support Roe versus Wade? And the next one will be, will you overturn Heller? Those are going to be his two tests.
And they've made that very, very clear. And the reason that they want to overturn Heller is because they cannot stand the fact that the Supreme Court finally said, yeah, you know what? The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed actually does convey an individual right. And that's what they can't stand, and that's what's got them so crazy. And we're glad that the Supreme Court is taking this case. I would have liked to have seen them take a couple others prior to it. We have seven cases now that are seeking cert in front of the court. We're hopeful that they'll take one or two of these. But that's going to be dependent on this particular ruling. Some
yes.
of the other cases might not need to be taken if we get a favorable ruling here, which I can tell your listeners right now that if the Supreme Court doesn't moot this, and I don't believe they will, they've had ample time to do it. We should know by mid-January if we get a ruling on it. The ruling is going to be in our favor. It's just the scope of it that we're looking for. So I feel really good about the case.
That's the best news I've heard today. Listen, Mark Walters, where can people listen to Armed American Radio?
ArmedAmericanRadio.com for everything Armed American Radio. It's all right there on the new website.
Yeah, outstanding. Listen, always appreciate having you on, my friend. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.